Welcome to Bibi Naija Lowdown. We're here at the Cool Music Station. My name is Dara. I have two amazing people here with me.
I don't know about that because I'm velvet, sweet like sugar, soft like suede.
Okay.
I don't know about amazing.
Beautiful.
My name is Grace and I'm super excited to, you know, get down and dig into it.
All right.
All right, ladies and germs, first things first, I guess we're going to have to go back a little bit and see who we have in the house. I mean, this is season 7, right?
Yes.
First of all, guys, I know before we even talk about them individually, I mean, we've had 6 seasons so far. What's the vibe you're getting from the housemates of season 7? I feel like there's some sort of a deficit when it comes to an outstanding character. Because, okay. I mean, right off the bat, when we had lockdown, everyone was talking about Lekan because of his outfit, you know, the shiny outfit. And then we had White Money, who basically turned 2 housemates to his bodyguard. You know? So we had a lot of, you know, highlights in the first season. And then let's not forget about Dorothy. When she first came, she was trending for obvious reasons.
Yes, obviously.
What's that? Okay.
I didn't do that. That's all in your head.
She had, you know, a very wonderful personality. So yeah, for obvious reasons, she was trending.
But I mean, this time around though, we didn't quite get that much frenzy about any particular housemates. What do you think?
I mean, there was quite a little bit of frenzy around Brian because, I mean, he's a recording artist and things like that.
I think the person that had the most frenzy was Shay. Because the moment he stepped in, people were like, that's the boy. He's definitely gonna ruin some people
well,
in the
house.
Well,
he looks the part.
So if
I do.
I feel like even he said that, I'm thinking of ships. Ships that are sailing and that might sink. For me, I would say it's Shags and Bella because they're already get in there. Mm. And then you have Doing. Why am I bringing Doing into this? Because I feel like there's a little triangle coming up. It might not be a triangle, but she already made her interest. No, we'll get into that. Mm. So I would say Groovy and Beauty.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm really looking. I mean, I saw some cuddles and some forehead kiss. I said, oh my God.
Oh my God, the forehead kiss.
Yeah, I think we also threw that out there that we have 2 houses. I mean, everyone should know this by now.
Should know
but
that.
Yes, they are
if
housemates.
If you don't know this, you're living under a rock and you need to come out. I like how social media already named the islanders, the churches.
And the mainland.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, it kind of fits because of the interior decor of the house.
I mean, one is small and kind of dark.
One looks very like, oh, the interior designer said, I'm going to create something beautiful. Mm. And then the other house just looks like, you know what?
How much is remaining?
My favorite color is blue. How much is remaining?
Someone was like, this guy is a Chelsea fan, or whoever the guy or the woman, so much blue. Even the damn fridge is blue.
Immediately I saw Groovy. Immediately I was like, he's top 10 material.
Mm. What made you say that?
He came in with not like overconfidence, but like the way he just carried himself when he came into the house. Let's forget the scene that
I was about to be like.
Let's forget the scene that Ebuka turned the way his nose, but like minus that, he came in with so much confidence into the house, and even the way he has carried himself, making friends, starting a, you know, little relationship and everything with the cute.
He's pretty groovy, huh?
Hermes is definitely.
I was waiting for that.
Hermes is, like, I've known about him already because he's a dancer. Mm. And I know people that know him and they've talked about how hardworking he is. So when I saw, everybody on social media, if you're not aware, sometime, I think earlier this year or last year, you know, he lost his mom. And then he kind of got everybody to help him look for her and he found her. And he's been giving us, like, updates. So already, we know Hermes to an extent.
And to some extent, he's been one of those housemates who has an interesting backstory. Because of his choice of lovers, but I won't get into that soon.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I've been a fan of Groovy because he reminds me of someone I really liked a lot.
So we all kind of like.
Everybody.
I think Groovy is a common denominator among 3 of us, but he reminds me of Elizonam. So I think
Okay.
I mean, I'm loving the pink hair. I think his aesthetic is very pleasant.
I like it too.
And he is a very fine boy. So Groovy easily right off the tip of my tongue. So yeah, Groovy, Beauty, and then Fina. Man, hands down.
You've been talking about Fina.
Exactly.
Fina. Who's like you?
I mean, I really love the fact that she's real with, you know, her personality and who she is. And I can tell she's going to maintain it for a long time.
How do you know she's real? It's just been like how many days?
Exactly.
I mean, the fact that, you know, you're unapologetically who you are and you like to see what's on your mind. I'm like that. So I can relate. I mean, it could change. I mean, because people start off one way.
And they could switch. I mean, we still have like months of having to see
exactly.
Them
but I mean, we're talking about first impressions, right?
Yeah.
So we've got Groovy, Beauty, I've got Fina. I think we can now talk about the ships going on so far. Who is shipping who?
Look, let me just say this. I like the way you're looking at me. Let me look at you.
I mean, it's your thing, isn't it?
See, their ships sailing. It's either they sail or they sink. And I'm a love girl, right? I'm really looking for forward to all the ships sailing. But if they sink, I'm here to talk about it because that's what I do. Talking about ships, let's start off with Shegs. And we're talking about Bella.
Shegs is definitely going to decamp to another lady.
What?
Eventually.
Really?
Tina decamp.
You don't have any hopes there?
I can see. He's going to do the Bella thing for a while until he realizes
the Bella
that.
Thing.
He's a Yoruba man.
You are a very nasty lady.
he's a Yoruba man.
You are a nasty lady.
He's going to do the better thing for a while. And then afterwards, he's going to move on to someone who he feels that, okay, this person is going to get me a little more.
So are you saying he's similar to Cross from the last season? And because Cross had a thing with Sasuke at some point, then Angel at some point, then he liked Queen at some point.
But like he wasn't like in one
place. Yeah, no.
Place.
So are you saying Shegs will likely play Cross?
Shegs is trying to be like the middle of Cross and Oso. That's what he's trying to do. He's trying to, you know, right now it's been week one. If he seems to be dallying between two people, obviously people are not gonna like that. But now he's like, I'm with Bella.
Okay.
And he's doing the whole. And Bella also seems to be on board because remember that fight that they had, was it last night or 2 days ago, when Chichi was angry with Adekunle and he was apologizing, and Doi came from nowhere. And I was like, shut the f*** up, Shegs. And those ones. And Shegs was like, oh, I'm not really feeling the situation right now, this space. And he's like, Bella, I really don't want to be here right now. I want you to believe that you have the emotional, he used the word emotional intelligence, by the way. I want to believe you have the emotional intelligence to like leave this space. To leave the space with me. And Bella, like the good little housewife that she is, she just packed her things. And
okay,
let's go.
Now,
you're not comfortable.
I'm gonna draw the line when you call her a housewife because she's trying to diffuse the situation. I get the idea though. But of course, another thing you should know is when you get to a house and you don't really know people.
Okay.
I mean,
you form attachments.
Somewhere is a better place to start than anywhere, right?
True,
somewhere
true,
is a
true,
good place
true.
To start. And even if it doesn't carry on to the end of the game, I think it's good. You came to have fun. And if this is your way of having fun, then have that fun.
Okay.
Leaving Shegs, the Yoruba demon, alone.
I don't want to leave him yet.
Okay.
Why? Because speaking about Bella, just to be clear, I think Bella is a focused woman or lady. Because
too early to say that, though. Okay.
Said that, look, because they had a conversation today and, you know, and Shegs was like, oh, you're beautiful, but you're not giving and you're not putting the effort. And she's like, I'm not asking you to put the effort.
I mean, just one. It's like,
you know, like, yeah. And she's like, I'm here to win. And this is so, she's like, this is me. I'm coming here to be focused. So if you love, although I won't lie, being the love girl that I am, I'm really hoping they sail because I think they're really cute. And I really want them to, like, you know,
to work.
I'm not
but I mean, already we're seeing traces of some sort of lopsidedness. I mean, if one person is okay not giving the energy they're supposed to.
I don't think that's what she meant. I think she's trying to say, look, like, I'm going to, like, be here, but don't expect me to put all my energy into this relationship.
So
I'm here to
is that the other part of him, basically? Because I mean,
it's just 1 week and you're expecting heavy.
Yo, yeah,
like,
okay. And that's kind of what Nengi was up to, chasing the bag. And
I actually
was chasing
appreciate
her.
That she's doing that, although I still want her to embrace her love side, baby, embrace her.
But that ship might not work.
What other ships we got? Shegs literally
because
the only one.
Because a certain housemate called Doi is trying to, like,
gang.
She's trying to enter that relationship. And I don't know, because I find it really funny. First of all, she said that Shegs is her friend. That's what she said.
She said she really likes him.
You know, like they were friends initially, at least the first 4 days or whatever. And then you're having a fight with your friend.
And
first
then you're
of
cussing
all,
at him.
The fight did not concern you. It's not your business, so you're not the
you
one that fights.
Supportive.
You didn't even take his side. You just flared up at him. At least she apologized. That's
yeah,
a good thing.
I like that. That was really mature of her.
She
calling
apologized.
Him aside and talking to him.
But in apologizing, she now sneaks it in that, oh, I really like you. And like, you know, I would respect your relationship. You're with Bella.
She said, the only reason I'm not around you so much is because of what you have with Bella. But I mean, if you
weren't,
I would be around you more.
What was the reason? What was really the reason?
Okay.
Because you see a budding relationship, even if you like him, but you've seen that he doesn't have eye for anybody else in the house. It's just Bella he's looking at. What was the reason?
I feel like it's a little bit savage. I could understand where she's coming from, like, oh, I want to shoot my shot. But darling,
hold on. Come on. But in real life, though, I mean, it's your choice to flirt, another person's choice to receive it. I mean, he might as well do the, would I say the right thing? He might as well just do the thing and,
like, stick
and ignore. Yeah, but I don't think she's wrong for trying, you know?
Did she even try?
She didn't
call it. She would just say
Okay, well,
shot.
For for planting the seeds.
Like,
then.
if that ship doesn't work, planting the seeds.
I'm curious about Groovy and Beauty because to me, it's kind of like a Cinderella story. Not Cinderella, what am I talking about? No, like a storybook, a fantasy novel where the two prettiest people come together. Because in my opinion, Groovy is the prettiest boy.
So you, and you then think Beauty that is the prettiest lady in the house?
Well, I mean, she's doing it. She's giving.
She has ex-beauty thing going for her.
No. I didn't even know that before I, you know, appreciated how she looked.
Because when she came, see, Nigerians will dig out everything about your life. Like, immediately, they're like, oh, ex-Miss Nigeria. I said, that's it. That's how they go. And then I saw she and Groovy, like, together. First of all, I think
it's a textbook. It's a storybook kind of love.
Yeah, and all the love girl power I need is hoping that your ship will stay.
In retrospect, though,
do ships that start this early last the test of time or stand the test of time? How did Nico Rose and Emmanuel start? I mean,
see, if you want to talk about ships that have sailed, it's Bam Bam.
And Teddy.
Look!
From the
that didn't sail. That reached the destination.
It reached the destination.
And they're going strong.
They got, I think, a second kid right now, a second child. Yeah.
So imagine. Beauty and Groovy, if you win, I'd be happy for you. But
I don't know if they're gonna get there though, because today and Bam Bam, the connection was just really strong.
It was so beautiful.
Are you sure though? I think you were speaking from the standpoint of someone who already knows they got married. But when you first saw them, was that the vibes you were getting? Because I didn't think that he was going to be serious with anybody. I'm just saying.
Well, you thought you were.
I don't think it was going to be serious with anybody.
You feel like, but I mean, Shags or Groovy, one of them is giving that vibe.
That's not going to be serious.
Yes.
I'm sorry to see, but I mean, what do you say Shegu's like?
I don't know, man.
First of all, I know you can't judge a book by its cover because those who seem to look like the beautiful ones, the other boy they want, tend to be the most, you know, fragile inside. So you can't really say that they're going to be there. For all we know, the biggest playboy might end up being Hermes. You know, Hermes already has like the messenger of the gods vibe going with him. So he might be going
fast. He's not a playboy. I feel like he's an open book in a way.
You know,
like,
he's told us. He's told us everything. He told us about his, you know, two relationships outside and everything. He's very open. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's someone already that he has his eyes set on, and he's told her, like, look, I'm attracted to you. Like, are you in? Are you down? And she's like, but you already have relationships and things. So he seems like kind of person that would not beat around the bush with things. Like, if he likes you or wants you, he'll tell you. It's left for you to say, okay, I'm in, or okay,
Well, I like the fact that he does that, but it's coming from like a love girl kind of like point of view. Love is so much more beautiful when it's exclusive. Like, it's just me. Like, I am not attacking anybody, but I'm just saying.
What do you mean love is more beautiful when it's exclusive?
Personally, let me add that personally. Yeah. Like, if you're mine, you're mine. You know? And it's just like, okay, so I know you have two people outside of the house. Because I think that's what she said. I know you have two people outside of the house. And then you're like talking to me, like, can we get down and all that? Like, I just want to be lovey-dovey.
Yeah, you know? But you can be lovey-dovey.
I know that he's not yours.
You can be lovey-dovey for the duration of BB Naija, depending on when either of you get evicted, or if you're lucky enough to make it to, you know, the finale. But like, you can be lovey-dovey for.
I mean, I'm not judging.
I want to go back to that exclusive thing you said. I don't know what you mean by that.
No, come back, because every time I bring this up, they have something to say.
Yo, I'm all for exclusivity and all that, but I'm sick and tired of people projecting their own relationship guidelines or rules and trying to make it rule of thumb.
That's why I said.
But I mean, personally, granted, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people that will gladly mouth off as to how your thinking is the way it should be done.
I think we
cannot stipulate how a person loves, and as long as the person who's receiving the love has received it, no qualms. Why y'all tripping?
Okay.
Same thing with Solomon Bucci here. I know I'm not supposed to bring that up. But I mean, why do people still think that they are allowed to tell another person how they can conduct their own affairs?
Listen to me. If you put anything out on social media, whatever comes your way, eat it and accept it.
Saturday party. That's what's up. And I want to know what's going to happen because you know that who you dance with is very, very important.
Very critical.
Or the people.
It depends. People exactly. I wanted to say that because some people dance with a lot of people.
I'm wondering, is Shex going to dance with just Bella or is he going to dance with Bella?
Then we'll see the real nature.
Or is he going to try to be like, okay, I'm not going to cause problem, and then he'll just dance with everybody.
But then again, though, I've always had problems with this. If you go with your partner to a party, I mean, are y'all supposed to dance with only each other? I mean, we dance together all the time.
Can I ask him a question? Velvet, listen to me.
Okay.
So imagine you go out to like a jacuzzi party with your babe.
A jacuzzi party?
As in, yeah.
We're all wearing swimsuits and shit?
Yeah, like swimsuits.
We know where you know.
I know where you're going to. Don't dance with any man. Don't dance with anybody. Oh, wash your Ophelia. Ophelia, buy your Oracle Rejo. Don't try it. Don't try it. But I mean like a regular party. Because I mean, I've been to a party.
Even a regular
party. And I literally saw a couple go at it because this man that came with her kept on making a fuss whenever she danced with any of their mutuals.
Was he dancing with somebody else?
No, he was just there.
So if you know your partner, so that's another thing. Look, if someone like Hermes had someone they were doing a thing with and he was vibing with someone else, she cannot vex. I can understand that. Although from a love point of view, I'm like, ah, come on, girl. But it's okay. But if someone like Shegs is proclaiming, I love you, I will not hurt you, me will never eject,
do you get
whole day, like, or highest tip, my shape will break, you will not come. Because somebody's wearing bikini, I'll be swimsuits.
You know,
that's that's why it's good to lie. Men out there, that's why we all should be lying. They cannot handle the truth.
Look, it's not about handling the truth. Mind it, if you're professing all the shags, talk about me step.
Oh.